come from the 139th division of Psalms. You have heard me talk about this psalm many times. I've read it here. I have not read all of it, the parts that I'm going to read today. I have told you about the 23rd and the 24th verse being two of my most favorite verses in the Scripture, and they still are. But the part that I would like to draw your attention to will be more toward the beginning of this psalm. It's 24 verses. And to me, it's probably my favorite psalm. I love Psalm 116. It describes a salvation experience much like mine, and I love that. I truly enjoy reading over the 116th psalm, but this psalm here is discussing something that I believe a child of God can truly identify with. And I will go ahead and give you the lesson title this morning. It would be Evaluating My Relationship with Christ. And I would like for each and every one of us, in our minds, and for you to say that to yourself, evaluating my relationship with Christ. I believe every one of us that have been saved by God's grace has a relationship with Christ, or we ought to. If we don't, we better be getting one. Or if you're lost and undone without the Lord, you need a relationship with Christ. There are many people today, there are a lot of churches, denominations, and places that you go today, and they'll talk about a personal relationship with Christ, and they have no idea what a personal relationship with Christ is. I'm not one to get hung up too much on words and modern talk. There's a lot of words I don't like accepting Christ. You can take that and throw it out the door. I don't believe in it at all. I don't want it heard. I don't want it said from behind this pulpit. I don't believe in it.
Amen.
But they'll talk about a personal relationship, and that is something I can identify with. I know what a personal relationship is with Christ. Because of what the Lord did for me, I know all about it. I can tell you about it this morning because I have one.
Amen.
And this week when the Lord gave me this thought, I kind of went back and I began to evaluate my relationship with Christ. And I want to read these verses of Scripture for you. And so if you have your Bibles, 139th Psalm, and the first verse, it says, O Lord, Thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my down-sitting and mine uprising. Thou understandest my thought afar off. Thou compassest my path and my lying down, and art acquainted with all of my ways. For there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, Thou knowest it altogether. Thou hast beset me behind and before, and laid Thine hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high, and I cannot attain unto it. Whither shall I go from Thy Spirit, or whither shall I flee from Thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, Thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, Thou art there. And I want to make mention of something very quickly before we go on. This hell that he's talking about here is not the literal burning hell that we believe in. I believe that's the grave that he's speaking of this morning. I want to make mention of that for you. Say that David went to hell. I don't believe that he did. He was talking about the grave for those inquiring minds this morning. But he says, Thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall Thy hand lead me, and Thy right hand shall hold me. If I say, Surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. Yea, the darkness hideth not from Thee, but the night shineth as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to Thee. For Thou hast possessed my reins, Thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise Thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are Thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. My substance was not hid from Thee, when I was made in secret and curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Thine eyes did see my substance, yet being unperfect, and in Thy book all of my members were written, which in continuance were fashioned when as yet there was none of them. How precious also are they, Thy thoughts unto me, O God. How great is the sum of them. If I should begin to count them, they are more in number than the sand. When I awake, I am still with Thee. Surely Thou wouldst slay the wicked, O God. Depart from me, therefore, ye bloody men. For they speak against Thee wickedly, and Thine enemies take Thy name in vain. Do not I hate them, O Lord, that hate Thee, and am not I grieved with those that rise up against Thee. I hate them with a perfect hatred. I count them mine enemies. And these are my two favorite verses, I guess, in all of the Bible. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. And see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. And as we've told you this morning, our thought this morning is evaluating my relationship with Christ. And I believe this morning that there are lots of relationships that you and I have this morning. There are our friends that we may have. There are acquaintances. There are people that we'll meet all the time. And maybe you're in a business and you have business relationships. There are those types of relationships. I have relationships with family and friends. And those that are married or in relationships with another person, they have their relationship there. But this relationship that I'm talking about this morning is the most important relationship that you will ever form in this world. It's the only relationship in my mind that I can think of that if I were to not have it, I would be devastated this morning. There are times in my life when I have lost friends and I've lost loved ones, and the relationship has been no more. There's no longer a communication between me and my great-grandmother. She's long gone from this world. Therefore, there's no relationship there anymore. There's no way that I can speak to her this morning. But there's one person this morning that we sang that song, I have somebody with me. There's somebody with me every day that I live. Even though He's not here with me physically today, He is with me in spirit. We've been talking on Wednesday night about the Holy Spirit, and I believe that God's Spirit is everywhere. Therefore, the relationship that I have with Christ goes everywhere. This week, as I began to think about this thought, and I thought about these verses of Scripture, it says, O Lord, Thou hast searched me, and You have known me. You know, you think about a relationship, if you have an acquaintance, it's someone that you know kind of, you really don't know them that well. And I thought about this morning about a lost person and how they've heard about God, but they don't know God. You know, there's a difference in knowing about God and knowing God. There's a big difference in that. I know God. I know about God, but I know God in a deeper way than a lot of people in this world today because of that relationship that was formed. It says, O Lord, Thou hast searched me, and You've known me. Relationships that are close, and I believe this morning, those of us that have been saved should desire a close relationship with the Lord. We should desire to be in His presence always. No matter where we are or what we're doing, we should desire God in everything. If our life does not center and revolve around the Lord, we're doing it wrong. If our life, if our relationship with Christ is not something that we can enjoy this morning, we're doing it wrong. We need relationships with God this morning. God's people have got to have better relationships with Him so they can pray better, so they can get in touch with Him better. Our nation, our churches, our lives, your friends and family, they're at stake. And our relationships, they matter. You know, I thought about these verses of Scripture, and I thought about David. If there was ever someone in the Bible that I believe had a relationship with the Lord, I believe it was David. There are many times in his life that he did things wrong. Oh, and he knew he'd done wrong. And you know what he had to do? He had to go and repent to the Lord. There are many times in my life that I have to go and say sorry to the Lord. That's something that I'm not good with, is saying sorry. A lot of people I know, they're not good with saying, I'm sorry. But you want to know something today? I believe that we as God's people, there's a lot of times in our lives that we can get away from God. And we're allowed to do that. I believe God allows us to get away from Him. Now I want to make this statement this morning. I've made it many times, but I want to make it again. I don't believe we can lose our salvation, but I believe we can lose the joy of our salvation. When our relationship with Christ isn't strong, the joy is not there. When the ability to go to the Lord in everything that we have, when it's not there, our relationship is strained with the Lord. Now that relationship will never be broken. But I certainly believe that our relationship can get so far out of touch with the Lord that it's really hard to get back in touch sometimes. I know that I've been there. I know how that is. But as I thought about that this morning, I thought about those close relationships that we need. You know, we have got to start in our lives cleaning out the things that don't matter. We've got to start getting our lives in order. The Bible says in many different places to get your house in order. And I believe today as God's children, as Christian people, we've got to get our house in order. The relationship that I have with Christ that I began to evaluate this week, you know, as you evaluate things, you start going over it. And you think back over it. And you start thinking about it. few Sundays ago, I preached to you about there's a reason that we take this so seriously. And I believe that's still applicable this morning. And as I thought about that lesson that week, I thought about how the things that I do for the Lord I need to take seriously. I thought about my relationship with Christ. And you'll say, preacher, out of everybody that's here this morning, you ought to have the best relationship with Christ out of anybody that's here. And you're right, I need to have a relationship with Christ that is strong, and I desire every day that I live to have a relationship with Christ that is so strong that I don't even have to turn to the side and know He's there. You know, if somebody is around you, you know it. But there's times people can get behind you and beside you and in front of you, and you just can't see and know they're there. Brothers and sisters, I don't want that kind of relationship with the Lord. I want to walk closely with the Lord. I want to have Him around me in everything that I do. I remember many times in my life, and maybe I've told this here before, but I've walked out of a church many times saying, I'll never go back. I'm done with Christ. I'm done with the whole thing. I don't want any more of it. And then God would reprove me and say, guess what? I still love you, and we're still going to work this out. You know, there's a lot of times I've strained that relationship with the Lord, and things haven't always been as good as they should have been. But I'm going to tell you something this morning. A close relationship with the Lord is the greatest thing that you can have. These verses of Scripture, and I want to get to them. If the Lord will be our helper this morning. And there's some of the most beautiful Scriptures in the Bible. When you think about the deepness that David was talking about knowing everything about Him. You know, being lost or saved, God knows everything about you. I preached a sermon a few weeks ago at a youth retreat there in Bowling Green, and I used a part of these verses of Scripture, but I didn't get to expound upon them in the way that I would have liked to, but I thought about this as I preached that sermon. God knows you and He knows me. God knows everything about us. He knows every hair that's upon our head. He knows every thought that we think, everything that we do. He sees it all. He knows everything. There's no way to get out from under Him. He knows everything about us. Lost or saved, He knows about it. But you know the greatest thing about God is even in our bad times, even in the times that we're at our worst, God still loves us. We have a duty today, I believe, is to live the best that we can. Salvation is not of works, but I believe God's people must live by their works. They've got to show through their salvation the works that God allows them to do. And I want to get to these verses if the Lord will help us. O Lord, Thou hast searched me and known me. Can you think about praying that prayer this morning? About your relationship with the Lord. Can you honestly think this morning about praying to the Lord and saying, O Lord, search my heart and know me this morning. Search everything about me. Even though you already know, I want you to search me out. And I want you to find everything that's wrong with me so I can fix it. I've been there. Lord, search me and know me. Lord, try me this morning. Thou knowest my down sitting and mine uprising. Thou understandest my thought afar off. Thou knowest my bad things. You know the bad parts about me. You know the downfalls that I have, the pitfalls that I have. But Lord, I know you still love me. Isn't that a wonderful thought this morning? That even through all of that, we can still have a relationship with Him. There are many times in my life that I've hurt people around me that I love, and that breaks my heart. I've told you here before that you didn't have to spank me as a child, because all my parents or someone had to say is, I'm really disappointed in you, and my heart would break into a bazillion pieces. I never wanted someone to be disappointed with me. But I'm going to tell you, as much as I don't want any of you all to be disappointed with me, I certainly don't want the Lord to be disappointed with me. The song that I was thinking about earlier is, my Lord satisfied with me. What a thought this morning. Is my Lord truly satisfied with me? If you're lost, He's not satisfied with your soul. If you've been saved by the grace of God, God can still be unsatisfied with the way that we're doing and the way that we're living our lives. That's very prominent in today's society. Thou compassest my path, and my lying down, and are acquainted with all of my ways. What a thought this morning that God is acquainted with all of my ways. You think about someone that you have the strongest relationship with. They know a lot about you. Married couples, I'm not married, but I can just look at the ones that are in my life. And you know, a lot of times they know more about the other person than they do themselves. so is the relationship that we have with God. I'm going to tell you something. I don't know everything there is to know about God. His ways are higher than my ways. There's no way for me to get inside His mind. I can guarantee you this morning, if I were to get inside His mind, oh, what a train wreck it would be. But I want you to know that God knows everything about me. Even the bad things. But even the bad things, there's still good things that He knows about. Good things that people never see. God sees those. Thou art acquainted with all of my ways. For there, in this, for any of us this morning, what a thought for this to be. What a desire for this to be, that the only words that come from our tongue but are the Lord's. That everything that we say, every thought that we have, they're turned toward the Lord. What a novel thought this morning is that everything we do is pointed toward the Lord. If our relationship is strong enough with the Lord, I believe in everything that we do, we're going to leave traces of our relationship. We're going to leave thoughts, and people are going to know that we have a relationship with the Lord. You know, when you're married, you want people to know that there's a reason that people wear wedding bands, or if you're on Facebook, they'll put on there in big letters, "I'm married to such and such." But there's a reason that they have this reason that you signify that, is so that people know there's somebody else there. Brothers and sisters, I don't wear a wedding ring this morning to the Lord, but I want you to know and understand something this morning. That I believe being a member of the Lord's church, I believe that's another part of that relationship. And you'll say, "Preacher, what do you mean?" I believe that being a part of this body here, the body of Christ, I believe through that relationship that I have with this church, we know what the Lord's church is. And that's His bride. I believe that's a relationship that is formed with the Lord. I believe that's something that can't be broken. I believe that we can be taken out of the Lord's church, and I believe we can be excluded from the Lord's church, and those things can happen. But I believe if we truly desire to get back into the Lord's church, we can do that. Just as though the relationship with the Lord can be strained, many other relationships can be strained. A lot of times our relationships with the church in many different areas, they're strained. But I want you to know and understand this morning that there is all kinds of opportunities for you to make it right with the Lord and you to make it right with the church. There's all kinds of opportunities for that. I think about many times, and maybe this is going along with the comments I put in the bulletin about people being broken, and people today are some of the most broken people I've ever met in my life. There's a guy that that sits outside of one of the lecture halls there, and he's the one I mentioned on Wednesday night about getting into a religious discussion. We met again this last week, and we began to talk, and his life was just, I'm going to tell you, he's had a rough life in a lot of aspects. And I don't believe the guy knows about salvation. I don't believe he knows about this relationship with Christ. Brother Coleman talks many times about Romans 10, "For they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge." There's a lot of people this morning that think they have relationships with the Lord, and they don't. They're going about to establish their own righteousness, but they don't know the first thing about the righteousness of the Lord. The fifth verse, and I know I have strayed from this a moment, but we're trying to get back on it if the Lord will be our helper. "Thou hast beset me behind and before, and laid thine hand upon me." You're before me and you're behind me. What a thing for David to say. You go before me and you stay behind me. I think about the most, quoted psalm in the Bible, Psalms 23, "The Lord is my shepherd." The Lord was leading David. The Lord led David through many things. There were a lot of times David didn't want God to lead him. But I'm going to tell you, I believe that God led David wherever he went. There were a lot of times David strayed, but the Lord would always be God. The Lord would always be David's shepherd. And I want us to know something this morning. It doesn't matter what we've done, where we've gone, or how far away we've gotten from the Lord. The Lord is still our shepherd. You know, I believe the Lord goes after His sheep. And I believe the Lord is jealous for His people. I believe the Lord is jealous over His relationships with His people. I believe He wants to have relationships with His people. I believe He truly desires that every single one of us this morning has a stronger relationship with Him. "Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain unto it. Whither shall I go from Thy Spirit, or whither shall I flee from Thy presence?" And he asked that question. He knew the answer. I can't get away from Your Spirit, and I can't get away from Your presence. I don't remember where it was that I said this the other day, but there's a lot of times that we find ourselves in places, we find ourselves in things that we shouldn't be doing, and we'll be wondering, and we'll know that we're in the wrong, we'll know that we're not doing what we're supposed to be doing. And people say that's the conscience, but I believe it's the Lord letting us know. I believe the Lord is in every place that you and I go. I've said this before, I take the Lord a lot of places He don't want to be, and neither should I be. But I'm going to tell you something, He's led me out of a lot of those places, and I'm thankful to the Lord for it.
Amen.
I'm thankful that God is my shepherd this morning. You know, a shepherd has to have a pretty good relationship with the sheep that he's over. They know his voice. The Bible talks about the good shepherd. And who is the good shepherd? That's the Lord Himself.
Amen.
In order for them to have that kind of relationship, that kind of trust, they have to know Him. And I'm going to say this morning that I believe in order for us to have a relationship with God, we've got to know Him.
Amen.
And He has to know us. I believe that's very important this morning. I believe that's the most key point to a relationship with the Lord. And this is something that I think is very wonderful this morning. If I ascend up into heaven, Thou art there. If I make my bed in hell or the grave, behold, Thou art there. You can't escape the Lord. If you go to heaven, and I pray earnestly for everyone that's here today that you've been saved by the grace of God and that you know the Lord and the free pardon of sin. I pray that for everyone that's here because I want everyone to go to heaven. I want everyone to have what I have.
Amen.
I want them all to have it. And I want you to have a relationship with the Lord. But before you die, you need one. David knew that if he went to heaven, when he died, if he went straight to heaven, that God would be there waiting for him to be there. But he also knew that if the grave would be his home for a little while, he knew that God was there with him also. What a thought. To know that even in death, God goes with us. He goes before us and He goes behind us. He's everywhere around us. So this relationship that I'm talking about this morning, it's something that's very important that we must get evaluated this morning. And I want you to think this morning, and I want to skip down, if the Lord will be our helper, to the 23rd and the 24th verses. In my Bible, I have this as my daily prayer. It is underlined about 5 times. It's highlighted. Because I want you to think about something this morning. If we're going to evaluate our relationship with Christ, if we're going to take a look at your relationship with Him, and I don't want you to stand up and start going through everything you've done and everything you've experienced in life, and I don't want you to tell me what kind of relationship that you have with the Lord, because it's not up to me to know. I don't need to know those things this morning. But I'm going to tell you, every single one of us need to be honest with ourselves and evaluate our relationship with the Lord. I had to do that this week. You know, the pastor gets a lot of these sermons before it ever comes out on Sunday morning. So we get beat up with them all week long. So I've had to start evaluating my relationship early on this week. And every time I'd go to lay down at night, I'd begin to think over all of the years that I've been saved. I began to do that, and I encourage you, as you leave today, and you go home throughout the week, to evaluate all week your relationship with Christ. I told you last week that we have the Lord's Supper coming up in December, the first Sunday in December. And even though that's just for the members of this church, I believe everybody here today that's been saved needs to examine themselves. They need to examine themselves now and not wait until the first Sunday in December when they come in here and say, well, I guess I'm going to take the Lord's Supper and examine themselves that day, because I want you to know and understand something this morning. That a relationship with God is not broken over one day, and it's not repaired easily in one day. It's going to take time to get back to that place where the showers of blessings they come from. But I want you to think about that this morning. As I went through this week and began to evaluate that, I told you I was laying in bed one night this week and I just could not sleep for anything. I just kept going back to many times in my life, and I told you when I would leave church and I would say, I'm not going back. Or I would go and I would think, you know, I've exhausted that opportunity. You know, the Lord has nothing for me to do anymore. I have no desire to worship Him. I have no desire to serve Him. And I believe us as saved people can be so cold and indifferent toward our relationship toward Him that we can get that way. It's very easy to do. I've been there. I know what it's like. And I went back to that time, and I went back to today. And I thought about very seriously what would have happened to me if I had walked out of those churches every single time and said, I'm not going back, and had never returned back to the Lord's house. And I had never desired to serve Him. I'm going to tell you something this morning. Serving the Lord should be our greatest desire. It should be at the forefront of our lives. I think many times about our worldly, our secular things, the jobs and things of that nature, and how they consume everything about us. Everything in this life tries to consume the place that God needs to be in our life. It tries to take precedence over God every single day. But I'm going to tell you something. We as God's people have to make an effort to clear out that relationship. To clear it out to the point that we have a direct, just beautiful, open relationship with the Lord. I have a lot of good friends that I can tell just about anything to, and I know they'll keep that. I believe I could call a few of them at 3 o'clock in the morning and they'd listen to me for a few moments before they drift back off to sleep. But you know, I believe that God is open to listen to us anytime, all day, every day. I don't believe He's slack in listening to His children. If you're lost and undone without the Lord, I don't believe that He'll turn you away either. I believe if you sincerely seek Him, oh, how He'll listen. But I want to turn your attention to these last two scriptures for just a moment. You know, I've read these here many times, and I guess as long as I'm the pastor here, I guess they'll just keep getting read, because this is something that I just wish God's people could really wrap their minds and their heads around, because it's a prayer that we ought to pray every single day. We were talking about on Wednesday night crucifying ourselves daily, but how we ought to cleanse ourselves daily, how we ought to repent daily, how we ought to clean out our lives daily. I believe every single day that we pray, and you may say, preacher, if you say pray that every day, you're going to get into vain repetitions. I'm going to tell you what vain repetitions are. They're praying in a way that does not have any meaning behind it. When you say it, you have no meaning behind it. I'm going to tell you something. When I pray this prayer, and sometimes I don't pray it every day, but every time I try to pray this, every time I try to really mean this in my heart, the Lord searches me out, and I know that. I want to read them for you. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. And see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. How beautiful of a thought that is. Asking the Lord to search us out. Lord, You know my desires. You know my heart. You know everything about me. I want You to search me, Lord. I want to evaluate this relationship I have with You. Lord, I desire today to have a better relationship with You than I did yesterday. How, what a great thing it is for us to be able to say, Lord, I want to be closer today. Lord, I want to walk just a little closer behind You. Lord, I want to do a little better today than I've done yesterday. I want to be closer. That is something that I believe God's people far too long have neglected, as being close to the Lord and desiring to be filled every single day with His goodness and His knowledge and His wonderful power that He has to give us. And this is the part that gets me every time. Because you begin to ask God to search your heart and to know your thoughts. And then it says, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. See if there's anything that I can do better. I'm going to guarantee you, if you go to the Lord and say, I need some help and I need to know what I can do better, I believe the Lord will show you something you can work on. You know, there's not a one of us here this morning that are perfect. We all, every single day, should be striving more diligently than we were to be close to Him. To get things purged out of our mind and our hearts in a way that we can truly and honestly serve the Lord. When you have a close relationship with the Lord, when you have that open, direct communication with the Lord, oh, it gets sweet. Oh, it gets wonderful. I was telling you about driving down the road and getting in the Spirit a little bit the other day. You know, there's a lot of times that I've been going down the road and I have not been where I should have been. But there's times when you can just get connected with the Lord. Sometimes we go to the Lord in prayer and we'll pray, and it seems like our prayers don't get much above the ceiling line of the church or the house or wherever we might be. But there's sometimes we can get connected with the Lord, and it feels like He has just come down around us to be with us and manifest Himself in such a way that is beautiful around us. You know, that's a relationship with the Lord. It's being able to talk to Him anytime. Being able to go to Him with anything we have. Being able to know that He's with us. I'm going to tell you this morning, if you're lost and undone without the Lord, you don't have these things. You don't have this friend that I have. He wants to be your friend. He wants to know you. He wants to have a relationship with you. But bless your hearts, you don't have the open, direct communication that I have. I can tell you something with great surety this morning. When David talks about searching my heart, there's a place that I had to go back to this week. I've been back there a lot of times. I go back there. Used to go back there every Sunday. But I went back to the time, the night that I asked the Lord to completely search my heart and know me. And that was the day that He saved my soul. That was the day that that relationship was formed. And I'm going to tell you something. I haven't always treated it like I should have. Every day I don't treat my relationship with the Lord like I should have. I've heard my granddad say many times about my grandmother. He would say, you know, my grandmother wouldn't know that I loved her if I only spoke to her once a month. How true that is. He wouldn't know. God won't know. He won't know that we love Him if we just go any time that we need something out of Him. I heard Sister Kathy this morning say, I just want to thank the Lord for saving my soul. What a joy that is to be able to stand and say, I just want to thank the Lord for saving my soul. Sometimes praying should just be, Lord, I just want to thank You for what You've done today. Sometimes a simple thank you is worth it all. I know the Lord enjoys that, and I'm thankful for my relationship with the Lord. I hope and pray that you have one. I can tell you where my relationship started, and I can tell you that relationship won't end on this earth, and I believe that it will go throughout all of eternity. And someday I'm looking forward to meeting Him face to face, the one that saved my soul a long time ago. What a joy it's going to be someday after a while to see Him face to face, the one that I've been able to stand and try to preach about from time to time. I want to read just a few more verses of Scripture, and then I'm going to close this morning if the Lord will help us. I just want to read you the 23rd Psalm because I believe it's applicable to us today. You may say, Preacher, we've heard it a million times. Well, it won't hurt you to hear it one more time this morning. I believe it's a beautiful Psalm, and I believe when David was telling that his Lord was the shepherd, I believe he was talking about a relationship that was unbreakable, because I want you to know and understand, David went through so many things. He fought a lot of battles. But he had somebody with him every single place that he went. I want to read it for you. The 23rd division of Psalms. It says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. David was talking about a relationship that he knew about. Did David treat it like he should have? No, he didn't. We know all the things that he did. We understand those. But I'm going to tell you something. We should desire a relationship with Christ. Evaluate your relationship with the Lord. Evaluate where you stand with Him. If you're lost, you've got to be saved. If you're saved and you're not feeling any joy from your salvation, get it cleaned up and enjoy what God has given you. That's our message this morning, evaluating my relationship with Christ.